Brothers and sisters, we have an incredibly merciful God, a God we do not deserve. In our gospel today, we heard another parable about sowing seeds. We heard about how the master sowed good seed, wheat, in his field. But then, of course, we heard these weeds grew up amidst the wheat. And so the servant of the master went to him with this dilemma. What should we do about all these weeds? Should we get rid of them? And the master says, no, let's wait, because we want to protect this good wheat which is growing. And so what is Jesus getting at with this parable? Through this parable, Jesus is revealing just how merciful our Heavenly Father is. Because the truth is, we all have weeds growing up in us, right? I certainly know I have many weeds growing in my heart. That there are still those places in myself that aren't fully given over to the Lord. That there's these places which I still have struggles. I still need the Holy Spirit in my life. And so our souls are this field in which God is trying to plant wheat. He's trying to plant his love. But we all have to acknowledge that we also have weeds growing in our hearts as well. And so what is Jesus' response to this reality? Jesus is saying, I don't condemn you because your heart is not pure, but I will allow your imperfections to coexist with my love in your heart. Pause for a second to ponder that reality. That so easily Jesus could condemn us, justly condemn us because of our sins, because of these parts of us which we willingly reject him. But in his mercy, he continues to love us, continues to show his mercy, and he helps us to get rid of these weeds through the sacrament of confession. And in our second reading, we heard that God, in his merciful love, gives us the Holy Spirit to dwell in our hearts. St. Paul wrote, "The Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings." So not only does God not condemn us for our weakness, but he actually assists us. He comes to our aid. He desires to free us from our sin. He helps us to pray, to recognize those places in our hearts which may have some weeds growing up, those places in our hearts which remain in darkness. So part of growing in our faith, brothers and sisters, is recognizing this battle which is taking place in our hearts. This battle between the enemy who is trying to plant those weeds in our hearts, to cultivate those weeds, and the Holy Spirit, who is God's light shining in our hearts, which aids us to grow in virtue, to bring before the Lord everything in our heart. But in this battle, usually, our weeds are what is most obvious to us. Often we can start to think, I can't be holy because of this or that. That I have to get rid of this weed before God will love me, before I can come before the Lord. But the truth couldn't be further from that. The truth is that God loves us in our weakness, not despite it, because he is merciful. One of my favorite saints, which shows us this reality, is St. Dismas. Now, St. Dismas was the good thief who was crucified with Jesus. As you may recall, St. Luke writes in his gospel, "Now, one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, 'Are you not the Messiah? Save yourselves and us.' The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, 'Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds with our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal.' Then he said, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." And I love this story. I love the story of St. Dismas because he shows us how merciful God is. He shows us the mercy which Jesus is trying to communicate to us in the parable today. That here's a man who was almost completely weeds. That his entire life, he was a criminal. He was a sinner. That he was full of weeds. He maybe only had just one single grain of wheat. But Jesus knew about that single grain. And so that moment when Dismas sought out the mercy of the Lord, sought forgiveness from Jesus, Jesus immediately was ready to give it to him. Jesus rejoiced in the fact that he was able to save St. Dismas, that he was able to communicate his love to him, to be one of the first saints of our church, in a sense canonized by Jesus himself. St. Dismas shows us that no matter what we have done, that no matter how great a sinner we are, that God's mercy is greater, that there is always hope for our lives. And so not only are we called to accept God's mercy for ourselves, that God desperately wants to show us, but we're also called to show this mercy to others. Just as there's this battle going on in our hearts between the enemy and the Holy Spirit, between the weeds and the wheat, so too is this battle going on in the hearts of all around us. And unfortunately, we often perceive the weeds of others before their wheat, just like in ourselves. But acknowledging the mercy which God shows us, which God has for us, can help us to show mercy to others. And family life is such a great opportunity for this. You know, it's great. Just yesterday, we were able to celebrate two weddings here. And Thomas and Claire, right here in the front, guys, you can stand up. Go ahead. So they were married just yesterday afternoon, and here they are. And here they are. You can sit down. Here they are, starting out this great family life together, living with each other for the first time. And while I'm sure it seems like right now that, you know, there's no possible weeds in one another, soon I'm sure you will discover that you are less than perfect. But this is such a great opportunity to show mercy to the other, to realize God's mercy for you. You know, growing up, I was the youngest of five children, and so I certainly experienced the weaknesses, the weeds of my siblings all the time. But rather than allowing this to be the cause of strife, while this being the opportunity for more weeds to grow in my heart, it can be that great opportunity to show mercy to our family members, to our husbands and wives, to our siblings. And one of the great ways we can do this is asking God for the grace to see our family members the way He sees them, to have that incredible vision to not just see their weeds, but see the wheat which God is cultivating in their hearts, to not see their weeds and go, okay, yeah, I just want to start pulling weeds. I'm going to help this person become better. But no, to have mercy, to accept them in their weakness. This is what family life, living under the same roof, can help us. It helps us to grow in charity, to love one another, not despite the weaknesses, but even in them, just as God loves us in our weakness. Because God knows us perfectly in our weakness and still loves us. But oftentimes we misjudge others, right? Would we have seen the goodness of St. Dismas when he was asking Jesus for mercy? Or would we have condemned him? At this Mass, let us ask God for that grace to see others as he does, to be merciful as he is.